Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda. Thanks for listening.
Sometimes on Keith and the Girl, of course, you get people brand new into comedy. You get people coming up. You get people that you get to watch become a superstar. One, Hannibal Buress, for example, comes to mind. And sometimes you get the legends. Ladies and gentlemen, host of the podcast Never Not Funny.
Since 2006.
Host of the Science Channel's Race to Escape, featured on The Tonight Show, Conan, Comedy Central, Jimmy Pardo. Now you go, Jimmy.
Hello. I will accept the phrase, the word legend in the comedy world.
Okay.
And I even think that's strong. I think there's a certain little circle that the word legend is, I'm only, because I'm very uncomfortable that you just said legend.
Yeah.
So I now have to rationalize in my head why it was said.
Instead of just letting me say it and let it go.
Yeah, but I don't want people to like listen and go, to there, right. Like, this guy's a legend.
Did I read your bio right, Jimmy?
It does not. The bio does not say that. It would never say that, sir. I don't disagree in maybe certain circles of comedy, like, oh, great, it should be part of, they're excited. But I think there's other comics that don't give a shit, and I think the real world doesn't. They've spoken. They don't care.
Right. Is there time to know one thing about your wife? Do you know anything about her?
What?
I picture you just talk about your day on and on to her. You're a fast talker.
You know, but I also listen.
Okay.
He's making time. He's talking so fast, making time for you to have time for talking.
No. Yeah, I listen very intently.
You are a legend.
No, I'm not, but stop it.
I'm not saying in porn.
I know, but well, that you don't know. Maybe I go by the name of Peter North when I do my film work. Yeah.
By the way, fun fact, and this might be interesting to you.
Yes?
Your wife is the daughter of Chekhov from Star Trek.
Oh, geez. I guess if I was not busy talking, I would have learned that at some point, Keith. Yes, I know who my wife is, you idiot. I know who my father-in-law is.
I didn't know that. That's exciting.
Wait a minute. You knew that. You did not discover that today.
I think I did.
Really?
I think so.
All right.
Because I don't think I ever asked you, do you get him to do lines from Star Trek?
Do you mean do we do rails and bumps of blow?
No, like do you
from
say,
the Star Trek collection? No, we don't do any lines.
Do you say tell me where are the chemical wessels? Say it, say it.
I don't know. And here's the big reason: I'm not a Trekkie at all. Right. I couldn't. There's nobody in the world that cares less about Star Trek than me. Do I think it? No, that's it. Do I think it's really, really cool that he's got a star on the Walk of Fame? Of course I do. Right. Do I think it's cool that he's got his handprints in front of the Chinese Theater? Of course. I mean, I think. Now, you're talking about legend. My father-in-law is an icon, if not legend.
Right.
I don't care about Star Trek. My son thinks it's great. He thinks it's because he's into sci-fi anyway. But I don't. He's my wife's dad.
Just recently got into Star Trek, but I didn't watch the one that he was in, apparently.
Well, he was in the original series and all of the movies, the original five or six movies.
So far, I only saw The Next Generation, and
that's not him, yeah.
I was competing with you on being the person who cares the least about Star Trek. I was making fun of it. Star Trekkies are so great to make fun of because you say a Star Wars reference and they get really mad.
They get mad, and vice versa.
So easy, because the vice versa thing just doubles your comedy.
Right?
It's amazing. Yeah. Then I started watching it, and I was crying.
You're in the next gen.
The next generation.
And who's that? Is that Scott Bakula?
No,
is that
Jean-Luc
Stewart?
Yeah, Patrick Stewart.
Okay.
So good. One of the greatest shows I've ever seen to this day.
That seems high.
Yes.
You went from not caring at all to one of my best shows?
Yes. This is what we're missing out on, Jimmy.
Oh, I'm fine. There's enough out there. There's enough. I don't need to go back. Oh, my son watches it from time to time.
So you'll catch it a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they did the reboots, this was like 2 years ago.
The Chris Pine ones?
Yes. The man that played Chekhov.
Yeah.
Did three shows. And then in real life, this is a true story. He's parking his car at his house. He gets out of his car, Jeep Cherokee.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow he didn't park the car correctly or put it in park. And it rolled back down into him, pinning him, probably killing him within a minute against his security gate.
Yeah.
Was that a sad time in the Pardo household?
My father-in-law was upset by it because Anton, I believe that's the young man's name, had reached out to him and said, you know, I'm taking over your role. I'm uncomfortable doing that. Can we meet? And then he and Walter met and ended up having a friendship.
That's so funny, the politics of TV. Yeah. It's like, hey, they hired me for the job that you know, no one else does that.
No, I thought it was a very classy move.
Totally.
Yeah, and it actually happened at a time where my brother-in-law, Andrew Koenig, Walter's son and obviously my wife's brother, passed away. Mm. So it kind of happened at the same time where Anton reached out to, hey, can, you know, I'd like to get together, and they formed a friendship, and I think it kind of, and I, by the way, Walter's never spoken this. This is all conjecture on my part, but I think it was kind of like, oh, Andrew's gone, but Anton is reaching out. And so then when Anton passed away as well, it was like, oh, Jesus, you know, so, it was sad for, obviously for them. And,
it is nice when he asks, can I have your blessing to do this?
I think that's class, right?
Yeah. But it's like, you know, asking somebody's dad for permission. Like, can we make this friendly? Cause I'm gonna do it.
Right.
Cause I've got it. Cause I'm gonna do it.
Oh, like he didn't want me to be in the biggest blockbusters.
What
are
you going to say? He's not going to say no to right? He's not gonna, I'd rather you didn't.
Thanks for understanding. We're picketing. If they can make people look older, they can make them look younger.
Right. They got I saw Benjamin Button. I know they could do it. But wasn't that a Jeep? I think there was something wrong with the car, right? Wasn't that a defect? I think the family may have been able to sue.
Let me tell you something about me.
You stop listening three sentences in?
I'm a headline kind of guy.
Okay.
Jeep, security gate. I get it.
You got it, Dad. The three main points.
I'm the 2-second detective.
I got it.
Yeah, something wrong with parking or something. Next. not to just keep bringing up death, but Mitzi Shore of the Comedy Store passed away.
Sure.
When I, as a comic, tell me what you think about this. Every story I've heard about Mitzi's, you know, oh, she's gone, she's in a better place, rest in peace. Oh, she was such a bitch to everybody. She didn't pay the comics. We had a fight for blah, blah, blah. It reminds me in New York when Patrice O'Neill passed away. And people would say, ah, he was the greatest, hilarious. I would say, hey, I'm having a tough time today. And he would say, suck it up, faggot. I mean,
and
what
hang
a great
up on me.
And hang up on me. Like, it's are these compliments to these people? Was did you have a good rapport with Mitzi?
I had zero. Zero. Okay. I don't know if I ever, I don't know if I was ever in the same room as her. Okay. I did the Comedy Store total of the actual main room once, and then the that other room, or the original, wait, I don't know which is which,
right.
That's how, not a part of it. I did the original room once, the main room once, and I did the belly room maybe 5 times.
Okay, is that odd for a legend to only do that?
I think there are improvisation comedians, and then there's Comedy Store guys, and there's, you know, there's some that cross over and do both. I'm not one of them.
Is there a rivalry?
I don't know if there still is a rivalry. I just never, I don't like, and I'm told it's different now, but I don't like the vibe of the Comedy Store. It was always angry and dark and evil, and it just seemed like it wasn't my place, and I didn't fit in.
Is it because literally it's dark? Like it is?
Yes.
Like so dark, and where the alley, it looks like a haunted house.
And it's supposedly it's haunted as well. So
I
never
believe in that stuff.
I believe in what? Ghosts?
That it could
I ain't
be
afraid
haunted.
Of no ghosts, I'll tell you that. In case you're curious. In case Ray Parker Jr. wants to stop by and get my opinion on it. Do I believe in that? I don't know. Do you?
That there are no, I believe that all of this stuff could be explained because here's why. I believe that there could be other things that we don't know about. But is it ghosts? No, because everyone who made up ghosts doesn't have anything to back it. And anyone who tries to back it or says they can back it always comes out like a crazy weirdo.
Right.
So I believe, like if Neil deGrasse Tyson was suddenly talking about, look, I made this device and there's a presence here, I'd start listening again. But until then, I think we're making it up like we're making up heaven and God and things like that.
Right. I'm amazed that people that believe in ghosts can still work a 9-to-5. If I believed in a ghost, it would change my life.
You wouldn't leave would you leave the home?
I wouldn't be podcasting. I'd be studying the occult. There's a whole world next to us that we can't see. And we're like, yeah, but I'm late for lunch with my friend. No time for friends.
Okay.
There's a whole other world out there.
Listen, here's the one thing I have about ghosts. There's a cemetery just north of where I grew up called Bachelor's Grove Cemetery.
Bachelor's Grove?
Bachelor's Grove.
What a weird fucking name.
I know, right?
Does it have anything to do with...
Again, I'm not...
Bachelor's...
I didn't know
Jimmy,
research
Jimmy, do your research before you come on our show.
I'm going to tell you a story. My story is my research. I didn't do any... the internet didn't exist when this happened to me.
Cool. Legend it up. Go ahead.
So there's... But supposedly, it's one of the most haunted places on the planet.
Okay.
This cemetery.
Right. I mean, if ghosts would to hang out somewhere, a cemetery seems good. All right.
And Bachelor's Grove, where, you know, you got a good chance of banging around with some single chicks.
Sure.
So... we used to go there in high school to check out the cemetery and, you know, dare each other to go farther and farther into the cemetery.
Oh, my God. Hey, you grew up somewhere boring.
No. I grew up in Chicago.
Okay.
Yes. It was, no, it's a haunted cemetery, you idiots. What are you talking about?
How old were you?
How old was I? I don't know, 32, 33.
Right.
you know, what was I? You know, 17, 18, you know, 16, 17.
Okay.
So we never saw anything. There was supposedly like a light that you would see, and then there was images, and we never saw anything. We just thought it was kind of creepy and spooky. And more importantly, I think it was all like, hey, let's get girls to go with us, and maybe we'll end up making out by the end of it. Maybe that was the premise. I don't know.
That makes sense.
So also, remember, this is the 80s where there wasn't all the gazillion things to do. You had to find things to do.
Right.
In my day,
right? I mean, I'm an old man.
We wanted fun. We went to the cemetery farther and further in.
Right? And as, listen, as a legend, I've been around a long time. So here's the thing. Years later, I'm driving past Bachelor's Grove Cemetery. And I'm like, oh, there's Bachelor's Grove. And then slam my brakes on because a car zipped in front of me. And then I looked like, oh, shit, where did that guy go? And I looked, and there was nowhere for him to go. I was in the middle of a forest. There was no place for a car to have gone.
Like after he passed
after
by
he passed
you?
Me, there was nowhere for him to go. I was on a two-lane road, and he wasn't in front of me, he wasn't in back of me, and he couldn't have gone straight across because it was a forest. So then I said to somebody, I was like, listen, this couldn't be what just happened. I just spit something. I apologize. This can't be what just happened. And they went, oh, that's the phantom car. Oh, people have seen the phantom car for years. I'm like, what are you talking about? And they go, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's like bored with me. Like I'm bringing up this stupid. That's the. Oh, are you talking about the? Oh, you talking about the phantom car? Yeah, yeah, blah blah blah. I was like, but that's not everyday conversation. Mm-hmm. But it turns out there's supposedly a phantom car that people see this phantom car.
Okay,
and I said, listen. And so, do I believe? I don't believe. But I can't deny that happened to me. I didn't make it up. Okay. And I didn't know about a phantom. I've never heard about a phantom car.
So where does your because I'm intrigued by this and I can't help it. And halfway through my intrigue, I'm like, stop buying this. You know, I'm kind of talking to myself, talking right. myself out of it. You know, this could be anything. And then it's like, well, if it could be anything, name one thing, Chemda. And I'm like, I don't know yet.
Right. What would the other thing be?
So I came up with one thing.
Oh, you did? While I was telling my story, you were trying to debunk it. Fine. Go ahead. What's your...
But this is a stupid thing, right? So the only thing I could come up with is this car is having such a good time making people believe that it's a phantom car that every once in a while, this is what it does. Like this, the guy in the car goes, scares some people.
But there's nowhere for him to go, Hemda.
Nowhere.
Look again, here's the story. I'm driving here.
But maybe he found the place.
He went the furthest.
There's two walls. There's two walls, basically. There's nowhere for him to go.
So let me ask you this. The only other thing to think about is that there is a phantom car. Now, do we believe in phantom cars? This is my question to myself.
I know, right? I don't. I didn't do any further research on it. I probably should.
What kind of car? Because ghosts can just take any car they want, and this is what they decided on.
I don't know. Let's say it was a Fiero.
That's a sturdy car.
Is it?
Apparently. If a ghost likes it.
Oh, yeah, ghost likes it.
Back then, you had a choice of two cars. You know, come on. And this is a ghost, so he was back then. So it might have been the first car ever.
Right.
That's another thing. How long has this guy been driving, and has the car changed? Because if he died 10 years before, was that the make and model of the car, was it made when he died? Or does he just pick up a new car?
Right, does he get a new vehicle? Well, it's a ghost vehicle. The vehicle's also a ghost.
Did it do anything to you?
It did donuts in front of me. No, it didn't do anything. It just drove. I'm not kidding. I slammed my effing brakes on and went, holy shit, a car.
Right.
And then there's no car. That's all that happened.
And you don't do drugs.
I don't. I keep my temple clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, wasn't even drinking at the time. This was pre-drunk Jimmy.
Wow.
So not even boozed up.
How many years are you at now?
How many years what?
Sober.
Oh, 18?
Congrats. That's a good...
It'll be 19 in July. 19 that's, years in July, yeah.
That's an adult.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you do any, like, AA or...
I don't, no.
No? Mm-hmm. You never did?
I did for 1 month. I did 30 days of AA, and that was enough.
Yeah?
I got it.
You didn't click into it or something?
They didn't. I didn't. I didn't click into it, no. And they didn't click into me.
Hmm.
I just talked about this with my friend Allison Rosen. The one guy.
Hi, Allison.
She's wonderful. Do you know Allison?
Now we do.
You know Allison Rosen.
We know her, but we don't.
She's
know.
A fellow podcaster. She's wonderful.
She's everybody's new best friend.
That's exactly right. And I was her new best friend this week on her program. And she, the one person I reached out to be my sponsor yelled at me that I wasn't taking it seriously, and I was like, I'm here. I've come to three meetings. What do you mean I'm going to take it seriously? Nah, you're not taking it seriously. I'm not interested in being your spot. Like, okay. Huh. And it's like, I guess that's how people are treated at this thing, and I'll do this on my own. Adios.
Right. Adios, one person.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Right? Adios, one person out of 4 million. Pass.
You must represent everyone.
You know what? That moment of my life, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you like as a drinker?
Oh, I don't know. I think...
Were you fun?
No, I don't think I was. No, I think I was
angry.
Oh yeah, I think I think all the rage that's in me was happy to come out during my drinking,
like actual in people's face.
I think so. I think I don't know. I really certain friends say I thought you were a fun drunk. I didn't even know you had a problem. And then other people were like, oh, thank God you're not drinking. You were an asshole. So
sounds like some people don't know how to have fun.
That's what I say. You mind your own business. I don't know. So I don't know. I know how I treated my now wife, and I'm grateful that she stayed with me because she shouldn't have, honestly.
Why? What was?
I wasn't nice. I would call up and leave mean messages and you know, all insecure, just insecurities of, you know, I'm on the road and she's not picking up. It's like, do I really think she should be waiting at home by the phone for my call? No, she should be out like a normal human being seeing a movie or seeing a play. But I'd be like, where are you at? You know, and drunk and stupid and, you know.
How did she move past that?
She was fucking my friends.
Hey,
but now I'm sober.
No way. My wife's the greatest. I won't even go along with that joke. You want to say that about ex-girlfriends? I got no problem with that. She never said the words, if you don't stop drinking, I'm leaving you. But it was kind of implied. And then I realized she's the greatest thing in the world. So why am I going to screw this up? I've screwed up every other relationship in my life. Why would I screw this one up?
That's great. Has it been clear and you don't do any of that when you're not drunk? It really just came out when you're drunk.
Done.
And you don't feel that way when you're not drunk?
At all. Not
interesting.
At all.
So you would get jealous in a way only when you're drunk.
Yeah, I also think but I think it goes hand in hand with I found the right person. And so then when you find the right person, you're not jealous anymore, right? I mean, you might go, hey, why is that guy looking at her? But you're not insecure that person's going to leave you at every second. And so I think in my past, when I've been with women, it's like I was always afraid maybe they'd leave or whatever. So I'd be, you know, jealous or scared. But I don't feel that way with Danielle. So maybe it went hand in hand with the drinking. I don't know. Or maybe just coincidentally timed.
That's beautiful. And you've had a kid and everything. Yeah. Usually that starts making things go one way or another a little deeper, you know.
Everything's fine. Right?
But how do you?
What do you guys know?
But when you see other couples,
yeah,
and let's say someone's about to get married, but you know you already have the perfect woman. It's kind of sad for them, right?
It's sad. Well, maybe they found their perfect woman, Keith.
Oh, that's what you mean. Okay,
yeah, that's what I mean.
I think you got the tops.
No, I don't say I got the tops. Right. I mean, for me, I did.
How old's your kid now?
He's 10 years old.
10 years old,
and he's the greatest.
And he's the greatest.
Yeah. We're very lucky. We're a neat little trio.
Would you say the greatest for you or the greatest?
No, he's the greatest.
He's the greatest.
No, he's the greatest for us. And he's, we're very lucky. We're very, very lucky.
Did you have the sex talk?
You mean my wife and I before we had him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I said, let's do this. I'm told if we do this correctly, a baby will be formed. That's what I said to her. And it worked. So I guess I read it right.
My mom told me she had like a sex talk when I was 2 years old.
That seems early.
What? Yeah.
Is that so I wouldn't ask questions?
Two?
Yeah.
The fuck with?
That's funny.
But I was, like, I don't remember this at all, of course, but I was physically sexually attracted to my kindergarten teacher, so maybe it registered.
Oh, I wonder if you were expressing that, and that's, no.
Who knows?
No, because you were two.
There's only two. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you seen pictures of said kindergarten teacher since then, and you say, yes, she was very attractive, or I was just a kid, and she was a
person.
A person.
who
liked me, who showed me attention.
Yeah.
Because I did have teachers that I don't think were very, like, I don't think they were sexy, right, in retrospect, but I liked maybe their power. I liked that they had control. I liked that, again, they liked me. And so, like, oh, I have a crush on Miss Hacka.
Right.
You know, and then, no, I don't.
I saw her 20 to 30 years later.
And?
That time did a number. And the number seemed like it was 85, 86 years old. So that was low. That wouldn't have been good for us age-wise. What is it? 7 divided by 2 times 3? I don't know. But we were probably too far apart.
You think so?
Probably.
I think you could have gotten in there.
I deliberately bought something I didn't want at this garage sale just to say hi.
Oh, did you really?
So, yeah.
I love it.
I was never into any of my teachers.
Never.
But I don't have their... Bit, you know what? There was this one gym teacher. Now, I went to a Jewish school until eighth grade. And so all my teachers were Jewish. Everyone was, you know, half the day we learned Jewish studies and Hebrew, and the other half we learned a regular curriculum. And there was this guy, all of a sudden, there's a black guy at the school who's not Jewish. He's the only one who's like different in any way. I was, until then, I felt the most different because I was a Middle Eastern Jew and like there were a lot of Ashkenazis. And I'm like, whoa, what does this guy think of us? And I was so self-conscious about him. I was like, he must, what is he doing here? He must think we're dorks. Like, how did he even get here? Why? Like, are our traditions just so fucking, because I thought they were weird. Because if I wasn't Jewish, I wouldn't work at this school because what is this? Right. Why are you making all the little girls wear skirts? Why are you being weird about, you know, your food? Why can't anyone bring certain lunch to school? And I just thought he was the coolest person and that he was just going home going, these fucking freaks. and now I'm just like, I think he just wanted a job.
Just had a job. Yeah. Just deal with a job.
Yeah.
Grateful to get one.
Do you go to high school reunions?
I went to my 20th high school reunion. I did not go to the 10th, did not go to the 30th.
Okay. And
gives away a little bit of my age, but
how did it go? Do you regret going?
I don't regret regret it. You know, it's, I was just talking with Matt Walsh about this. You know Matt
from
Veep, wonderful. He and I started comedy together, and so I just saw him, and we were talking about reunions and stuff. And I went. I had two TV shows on the air. I had a game show, and I had a movie wraparound show.
As a legend would.
As a legend, of course, you'd have two at once on the third tier of cable that nobody knew about. And I just gotten married, and so I was like, you know what? I'll go to my reunion. You know, show these a-holes what I've done with my life. Right. And I saw pictures of other high school reunions. I was like, you know what? I'm in TV shape. I'm going to wear clothes that I was given from a TV, you know, wardrobe stylist. Yeah. I'm going to look effing great. And I walked in, and apparently I went to my graduating class is the only one that stayed in shape, that cared about how they looked. And the funny part is, so here's my wife and I arrived just as they were taking the group photo. I don't know why they decided to take this 5 minutes into this thing. Let's let people arrive. But they're like, oh, they're taking the class photo. So I run in, and as I'm running in for the photo, I hear one woman go, he's here, he came. And somebody goes, who? And they went, Jimmy Pardo, he came. And somebody said, why does that matter? And by the way, they're all right. I agree with all of them. You're damn lucky I showed up. I'm as surprised as you are. And yeah, who gives a damn? You're all right. Who cares?
What if it was a skit they put together?
Right?
Like, okay, you're going to say who cares?
Right.
All right.
And, well, if they did, they perfected that skit.
I believed it, and I held it onto it for a year.
I've held onto it now for 12 years. it was... the people that I didn't like in high school, it turns out I still don't like them, even though I tried. As an adult, I was like, hey! And I was like excited to see them. And, you know, hey, how are you? And
question, why didn't you like them back then?
They were dicks. You know, they were maybe a little bit bullyish. They were...
Directly at you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, look, I'm not tall now. So, I mean, I imagine how tiny I was in high school. And, you know, that's... Dumb people make fun of people's height. They don't know how to make... They don't know how to be funny. So that's what they go for.
Yeah, I was bone skinny. And I was bullied, and now they say hi like nothing ever happened.
And don't doesn't.
And then we seem petty because we want to fight them for charity.
The charity wins. Why don't they want to do it?
Yeah, I did one of my stand-up shows. The place happened to have the capability of live streaming, so I do my yearly show, and you can also buy tickets to see it virtually. And one of my bullies bought a ticket to see it virtually. So I happened to be talking about bullies, and I turned to one of the cameras and say, what was his name?
John Lafferty?
No, Scott somebody. It's funny how...
all of a sudden you don't remember.
Yeah, what's going
he
on?
He wakes up every morning saying his name, right. But all of a sudden...
right.
You'll get it.
It's a long last name.
We'll call this show by that name. Don't say it.
Okay. So I look at the camera and go, and Scott... I want to say something to your children. Are you listening up? I knew he had two children from Facebook. I'm like, your dad is a bully piece of shit, scaredy cat. He only picked on me because my spine was sticking out of my back. Let me tell you something, Scott. I'm ready now. We'll do it for charity in front of your children. And they'll realize that you're a big pussy.
It was Scott Rogowski, wasn't it?
And I don't know who that is. Do I know Scott Rogowski? That's an inside thing.
And now... you know, you just seem petty that you can't get over it.
Did he contact you?
No. No, but he does follow me on social media.
He still does follow?
Yeah.
Well, so what was it like coming up to your bullies?
one of them...
Did you check the vibe first, by the way? Did they kind of have the essence of a bully still, or...
Well, they all kind of, like I said, they all cared about it. They all were in shape, and they all were, like, talking about working out, and they're all like, yeah, when I hit the gyms, like, they all still all hang out together, and I find that weird. It's like, so they all go to the bar that we snuck into in high school. They all still go to that bar and hang out. It's like, so you didn't grow at all? Like, that's,
right.
That was the vibe I got, was okay. That they still were a clique, you know, 20 years later.
So and did you walk up to... them in as a group?
Yeah, because I thought we were adults.
Right.
I was like, hey, and they're like, hey, what's going on? And then, oh, so what are you doing? Oh, you're doing stand-up now, huh? And they're and then this one guy, Dan, who's a great guy, who's like, oh, yeah, Jimmy, my kids are big fans of yours. They love the game show. And they're like, what do you mean, game show? You're a game show host, huh? And hey, fuck! Like, and I'm just filled with rage, right. And just like, it all came back.
And then what, like, how do you respond?
I just kept being an adult. And then one guy decided it would be funny to flick me in the forehead. I didn't understand.
No, you're fucking, no.
As an adult.
Holy
20
shit.
Years after graduation. What does that make you, 38 years old? And he was like, he went, yeah, like that. And I just stared at him. I go, what made you do that? I don't know. I thought it'd be funny. I go, was it? I guess so.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Hey, okay. And I went, good to see you, Brian.
He goes, looking back. Pretty funny.
Yeah, right?
Not bad.
But I'm sure you're right. Like, I'm sure when I left, because we didn't stay very long.
Why would you?
Right? Right? And by the way, I'm not suggesting that it was Carrie by any means. It was like...
No, he flicked your forehead. Flicked that's my forehead. Funny.
That's weird.
We don't need blood.
Right? Right. You don't really... he did draw blood. I should tell you that.
He's been practicing.
I don't know what a flick is. Did that include a switchblade? It was. I wonder if it was the same deal though. Like when Danielle and I left, did they go? Well, Pardo's still kind of a pussy. Yeah, boy, he doesn't. He hasn't. You know, he's.
No, they look at it like you were all friends.
I don't know,
you think
man.
So?
But he still. He knew. He still had like that power over you. You were little Jimmy, and he can do what he wants. But that was his little joke. Like, hey, remember this?
I don't think they
okay,
talk.
Let's go hang out now.
I don't think they talk in friendship. I think maybe if they saw him again, they would say hi, like, you know, like he should be able to just be cool with everything.
Right.
But I think, you know, and this happens when you got nothing going on, when you're still in the same group. And it's nice to be longtime friends.
I don't disagree with that.
Totally. It's really nice. But when it's obvious that these are still your only friends because you're scared to make new friends, because that would put you in a vulnerable position. It would put you in a vulnerable position to go to somewhere new to, you know, so they're going to the same place, doing the same thing.
The love of your life happens to be your best friend's ex.
Right, because you're all in the same circle.
Yeah.
I think those people have run out of things to say because they're not doing anything new. So now Jimmy, they'll maybe talk, hey, Jimmy, sorry about this, but maybe they'll talk about him for another week or month because it's like, ah, this fucking guy. What else is there to talk about? I mean, they will literally gossip about each other's kids because they're just... bored.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone who, at like you said, a 38-year-old who's flicking someone's forehead.
I don't need to this second. Jesus. I don't understand why did that happen? Like, because like I stood up for myself, but at the same time, I was kind of like, I was being really, why'd you do that? Because mm-hmm. I don't why would a child do that to another child unless you're a moron? But like, why is an adult when you go, yeah, you know what I probably should do? Flick this guy on the forehead.
Yeah, why are you even touching me?
Like, right?
Like, even if I were to, like, hold your arm right now, like, hey, Jimmy, good to see you, it would be of note
yes.
that I touched you.
It does me a little longer. Right.
You know?
I do. But there are other fine, great people there. I'm just, and maybe this guy's fine, too. I don't know. I don't think he is, because based on his Facebook posts, but.
there's a lot of clues saying he's not.
Oh, there's clues. There's clues.
Wow.
Yeah, Scott Wipke.
Oh, there it's Wipke.
Wipke. Yeah. What's up, Scott?
Scotty.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like, ooh, he's being weird now. He wants to fight me. Because I couldn't then, and you knew it. Because I couldn't then.
Would you really fight? Would you really?
I honestly would.
You would now as a man, as an adult?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he loves being petty. Would you practice, what do you call that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Get ready? Like,
absolutely.
Get trainer.
Train. Yeah. I would train.
Thank you.
I'd get ready and train.
But what if Whipke did too, though?
He wouldn't.
You don't think he's going to Whipke your ass? Come on. That's his catchphrase. He's got t-shirts. Mm-hmm. He's got posters.
I'd want it more. And I know I would train harder.
And you have years of this rage at you, too.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
He would act confused. So why are we here again? And then I break.
Charity, yeah. You bitch. Yeah. Punch.
Yeah.
There's not anyone that I want to punch in the face, but
there's too many people.
I've gotten really so angry at people. I'm like, I wonder if I want to punch them in the face now. And I'm like, no, I just really want to understand them a little bit more. This is hurting.
I agree with that.
Thank you.
I want to punch them, yet more importantly, I want to understand. Like,
yeah, like why?
It's
like,
what were you so scared of as a teenager that you thought making fun of 3'7" Jimmy was going to win you friends?
Yeah.
By the way, it did. It won him a friend.
or them. It was more than one person, but. But what? I know kids can be mean and rough, but and I was a sarcastic asshole. But I don't. What were you so afraid of? You were already the fucking star of football. Yeah. You had everything. Why are you?
Yeah.
Because it was easy.
Yeah.
Because we were easy.
Yeah, I guess. But then we do what we do now because of it. I think it all.
And now they want thanks.
Right.
You know what? Also, when we fight for charity. We meet for the first time in the ring. I don't need apologies in the back.
Oh.
Right? You don't want
if you
to
want
change.
To apologize, that comes after or you had time to email.
Oh, but wait. But is that, Keith, is that a tell? Because if you speak to him beforehand, you might get a soft spot for him. Like, not as bad.
I don't want to know his family.
Yeah, so you just want to punch and then make friends later.
I don't want to know his bank account information.
Once you punch him, do you think you guys could be friends?
Apparently, because he thinks we're friends. Oh, he thinks we're friends.
How?
Does he really think you're friends, or is he just on social media because that's what you do?
They also take the time, bullies, to write like, hey, I see what's going on. I knew you always had it in you. I'm like, when you threw me in a locker?
Yeah, what did you think I had in me? What an a-hole.
Yeah.
Whipkey.
Always there for you. I taught you how to be funny so that we'd punch you less.
Jesus.
It runs deep.
It's also like he's reading my diary, so everything you said I relate to.
But you remember, like, you know, you'd start being funny, you'd get less bullied, less.
Yes.
And then just one day it's like, wait a minute, this guy didn't punch me today.
Mm.
What the fuck just happened? And then the next day they didn't punch you. You're like, what?
Are my jokes that good? I got to charge
I'm
for this.
I'm solid.
Right? They should bring us in for, like, you know, negotiations between countries or a hostage situation. Because apparently we were able to defuse a lot.
We know how to defuse with humor.
The art of charm.
Yeah, then we went home, cried, you know.
Oh, I had an ulcer. I think I had an ulcer in sixth grade.
Did you? Like an actual legit ulcer?
I think so. I think I had horrible pain in my stomach. And I would have to sometimes at lunch, because back those were the days where you could walk home for lunch. And then I would say to my mom, I don't think I can go back. I have this horrible pain in my stomach. And
what would she take that seriously?
She did.
Yeah.
She
would you go back to school then?
No, she'd say, okay, you could stay home. And then we might go to the doctor, and then he would go, yeah, that's you. He would say, it can't be an ulcer, you're a child. But now as time's gone on, I think it's the only explanation. It's like, I didn't have any other issues. I think I just kind of had I'm too tense. I'm getting people don't like me. So.
I've never had a doctor that helped me with anything major, and they, you know, they'll take the fastest. Like I'll say, my neck hurts. Could I have slept wrong? Yes, slept wrong. That's it. Thanks for the idea. Next. Oh, I've been having stomach pains. You have? Yeah. I tried a 5-hour energy for the first time. Ah, done. 5-hour energy. Don't try not to do that too much. Oh, that was easy. Thank you. Do they not help us because they remember when we were kids, all the faking, and they just assume we're still faking? The way my dad still remembers me as the person who had to have his asshole wiped.
I think it's more like bullying kids are kids, and they don't understand the level of pain that can cause, because you're not coming home with bruises, are you?
No. Yeah. I wasn't punched like you were. Okay. None of that. I just was. Boy, this has come up a lot in my life lately. I gotta let this go. Just more. Just being picked on. Just being made fun of for height and.
But you know, I saw Freaks and Geeks. I wasn't made fun of. I think girls get a weird kind of pass. It's not. It's like, but I didn't get super close relationships. I had like one friend, and I would just be like, you know, I don't know how to navigate the rest of this. You guys seem to be very clicky, and I don't want to enter a clique. I feel very uncomfortable. So I didn't get bullied because I didn't really try where I wasn't invited. But I don't think that parents understand. Oh, yes, I saw Freaks and Geeks.
Hold on. She's going to make you feel better. Yeah, this reminds me of an episode of Weirdos and Shitheads. Okay, stay with me.
To be honest, I finally understood the loneliness and the fear, and like, because I also had a, you know, of course I understand bullying is rough, and but the amount that you have a different experience is so detrimental to your actual health and to your daily existence, to your, to everything. Every move that you make has to do with these other people.
Yeah. I think what you just said that made me think, I think all, like, and also what Keith said, I think if everybody would go, what's Pardo talking about? He got along with everybody. Because I kind of did get along with everybody,
right.
But you still were bullied and picked on. So, like, it sounds like I'm, like, my whole high school was horrible. It wasn't. It was just fine. But there were certain people that would make me feel bad about myself.
Do you think you're over it now?
I think I am. I think I ramp it up for humor. I think I ramp a lot of it. I think I won.
I really am, you know, over it, but
I think
I do still want to fight him.
Like Whipke?
Yeah, I still would like to.
So when people
but I promise I'm over it.
But how is that? Do you know what I mean? Like, what?
I'm not really training.
Right.
I had Haagen-Dazs for breakfast, you know. I'm not really thinking we're going to fight.
Did you have delicious ice cream for breakfast?
I don't mind. I'm on vacation.
Good for you.
Thank you.
What did you have? Can I ask the flavor?
Sure. Cookies and cream.
Delicious.
Thank you.
And I envy you. I'm jealous of you.
Well, I don't have the perfect wife, but I can do whatever I want right. Anytime I want,
that's
bro.
That's right. Okay, bro.
Is this what your bullies looked like and sounded like?
Dude, let me tell you what I could do. I could, if I want to jack off, I can go and do it.
You just do it.
I don't got to have sperm later for nothing.
Did your wife not let you jerk off?
But you got to be ready when it's time to be ready, of course. Not now. Now I can do fuck.
Wait, are you divorced?
Yeah, bro.
How long?
Don't worry about it. A year.
Mark Wahlberg, what are you doing right now?
Oh, yeah, bro. Say hi to your mom and them.
I love it. That's a good. I don't know why I became a pizza maker. That's a good.
No, I'd love it. Just going out there doing whatever the fuck you want to do.
So you miss your wife, is what you're saying?
I miss her so much.
Okay, good. All right.
He does eat weird breakfasts. It's very interesting.
I would love to have an ice cream for breakfast.
Fuck yeah.
It's delicious. Why wouldn't you want that?
Yeah.
Yet we have a donut. Like, you have a donut, which probably has the same calories as ice cream.
More.
And you'd go, oh, donut, that's breakfast food. Ice cream, yeah. What a fucking animal.
Yeah, I'll have a Danish. Not me, I'm having cake.
Right? It's the same thing.
Yeah, no tricks here.
I think some people realize that both of those are the same thing, and they're not eating either, you guys.
You know,
maybe
those,
some fruit.
Oh, that's a good point. Fruit, vegetable.
You know those pastries with the...
With the
cherry
jelly
and the cherry in the middle and the
one that looks like
red
period
stuff on the outside.
That's a Danish, right?
A Danish. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I go? I go, I'll take the cherry Danish, but just give me it in sugar form. I do whatever I want.
Oh, because you're divorced. Yeah.
And they'll give me a cup of sugar and I'll fucking eat it. I don't give a fuck. Scott.
Oh, jeez. Whipke's getting hurt again.
Oh, it's on.
It's all about Whipke.
Hey, I'm Scott. I eat my vegetables. Yeah, because you wanna... Who's the pussy now?
Turned into Dice Clay at the end of that.
Yeah.
Because you wanna buy the vegetable.
Like you wanted to eat that apple, Evie, Fulini.
I don't eat apples. I fuck them.
Everything's a pizza to me.
We fuck a peach?
No, but it is nice. I mean, yeah, yes, security. Love, respect, all this,
peach.
All this stuff sounds nice, right?
It does.
But I'll tell you what's real fucking nice.
What's nice?
Freedom.
Oh, this guy's back.
Fucking freedom. You know what I looked on my computer the other day?
What'd you see?
Whatever the fuck I want.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
What marriage are we in where she wouldn't allow you to look at stuff on the computer?
Dude, don't get me fucking started about chicks. If that's what you're talking about.
It is what I was talking about, yeah.
And you're whistling Russian to me. Because I ain't that.
Oh, you know, welcome, Jimmy. How are you?
I'm enjoying it. That's how I'm doing.
No, I'll do. I'll get up in the morning.
Yeah, what do you do?
I don't know. Nothing. That's the fucking point, Jimmy.
I got you.
I don't care. Nothing. Everything.
Goosey goose for you.
Who gives a fuck?
All right. I got it.
Yeah, walk the dogs. Walk the dogs. Where are they?
This is Michael Douglas and Falling Down. This is you going up on a balcony and taking us all out. You're doing it for humor right now. It's like, yeah, it's all funny. And the next thing you know, you read about it in the paper. I, of course, just read the headline, nothing further.
The headline is, he was so over it.
Yeah, he was all right.
What side of the bed do you sleep on, Jimmy?
I sleep on the...
I sleep all over it, Jimmy. I sleep all over it.
Right.
Okay.
You don't have to roll around from your tears.
Stay over tonight.
No, I'm not staying over. We are not having a sleepover, no.
All right. All right, it doesn't even matter. I was at the, we were saying how we were at the Comedy Store the other day, and there's this.
Oh, you were at the Comedy Store?
Yeah. And there's this.
We were actually there for, what's his name?
We saw Pauly Shore. I was curious if he'd cry on stage because of his mom or something dramatic like that.
Oh, so you were there for the big, I saw some people tweeting out about this.
Yeah,
about
it was his first time on stage since his mom died.
And?
And my God, mind fucking blown.
Really?
He's
nice. But I did enjoy when he came out and he said, "Hi, everybody. Welcome to my club."
Oh, he did?
Yeah. I own it now.
So, you know what?
I enjoyed that.
Very funny.
But there's this guy, Brian Holtzman, and I didn't know of him before, and he was my favorite. And Camden and Andrea happened to go outside during this time.
Well, what was interesting...
I'm Googling this, the imagery so I know who we're talking about.
Okay. And we'll have his picture. Sure. On KeithandTheGirl.com or the
and you like this guy.
The Keith and the Girl
I
app.
I love this guy. I love Wait, this
he
guy.
He loves this guy like you loved your reunion. Go ahead.
Now,
is this our boy here?
Yes.
Hang on. I got to look. I see a photograph of this guy because I got to know who we're talking about.
Picture a guy.
Well, I don't know this guy at all.
Okay, great.
I hear he's great.
I'll tell you that much. No, he's fantastic.
He's great at walking the room.
He is the...
You didn't care for him.
He's the verbal version of putting the chairs on the table to mop the floors, okay? So everybody's he's all but physically walking you out. But me, this is the stuff I love. Then I happen to look online. I see he's been telling these same jokes for years because he was making a reference to Bush's second term. And it was the same jokes. And he would go, "I get in a car and with a homeless person. I kick him out of the car." He's like, "What?" I go... "You're already home, motherfucker! Motherfucker doesn't have a house!" Yep. And I go, "Ah!"
You enjoyed it.
I loved it. And I'm like, this... At one point, I really said out loud, I go, "This is happening. Dykes!" And I'm like, okay, go on.
Dykes.
They all have houses. You notice that? I'm like, you know what? I do know a couple, and they do.
Right.
They do have houses. He's not out of line. Any Mexicans here? There's a spill in the kitchen, Mexican. And I'm like, I could stay here all day.
Why?
Because it's crazy. How can you be allowed to do that?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I rest my case about the Comedy Store.
Yeah, I don't understand also what I think how they run it is, well, because in New York you do headliner at the end. It seems like it was...
It's just until you go home.
A devolvement.
Oh, it just goes until there's nobody left in the room, I think.
It really
like
did.
They still give out 1:30 in the morning spots.
What?
Which I think is like when you look at the lineup, it's like so-and-so, Brody Stevens at 1:30. It's like, A, why would you say okay to that? Be at home sleeping like a person. But who are you performing for at 1:30 in the morning? Like, it's not 1989 anymore. It's not 1987 where... You know, the Sunset Strip is hopping, and you're like, hey, we're going to go from the cattle ranch over to the Crazy Girls, then we're going to hit the Comedy Store. That's not happening. Is that happening? Again, I'm not a guy involved in that scene.
Doesn't seem like it, because this guy walked the room, and I think we were completely out by one.
Yeah,
good for
yeah,
you.
So if Brody Stevens had a 1:30 spot.
Right.
I feel like maybe
he wasn't home sleeping then.
Yes.
What I liked about this comedian is I think he would just shout something and then try to trick, like make himself work, and then go, all right. Now I got dykes. Fuck. They all have houses. All right, next time. That was a tough one.
I mean, that is a very odd.
He's exercising
take on the lesbian community.
He goes, Hitler was right. Oh, this is going to be tough. Okay, let's think.
I like that you're giving him this much credit.
Right.
I don't know who this person is, and I'm hearing great things about the Comedy Store. I'm just not comfortable there.
He's really challenging himself. All right, look, Jimmy Pardo. You want to see what's going on with Jimmy? You want to follow his podcast. That's first and foremost.
Yeah.
It's called Never Not Funny. And somebody took him to court over the title, and it was proven that the show is never indeed not funny. Good
That's
for
right.
you.
We won.
Big case.
Big, big case.
JimmyPardo.com. You can go there.
Yeah, sure.
Okay? It might take him a second to write you back if you drop him a line. Or he's married and fulfilled.
See, more than a second.
Not me. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, you're right back. You're grateful for the interaction.
They're like, that's weird how fast that came back. I don't give a shit. You can go to @JimmyPardo, P-A-R-D-O. All right? See Twitter's, whatever he's doing.
How do you like Twitter? Are you a fan? No, you do
I kind of wish it would all go away. I wish all social media would go away.
But it doesn't help you promote your stuff?
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, don't you feel the same way? I mean, it helps. We need it.
As you know, I fought it for a long time. I swore there's proof on my podcast that I said I swear I will never be on Twitter. I'm on Twitter now every freaking second I'm awake, but
yeah,
we
it
need it. But I think it's the epitome of a necessary evil. I think it's ruining our country. It's ruining.
It is funny when you're podcasting for as long as we have. You've been doing it 12 years now.
12 years, yeah.
So the opinions that we had back then could be completely the opposite,
right?
It's a document. It's interesting to have the proof of it, because as we grow older, we do change our minds, and then it just becomes normal. But we have this thing that we were very adamant about.
Yes, yes, yes.
That people interacted with us. You're wrong, or you're right, and we're on your side. And all of a sudden, 10 years later, we're like, we thought about it for 10 years.
Yeah, we had a chance to think about it and change our opinion as adults.
I feel weird. Our very first show, we go, "Hi, I'm Keith. This is Hemda. There's definitely only two genders." Today, we want to talk about, and it's like, why would I?
Why would you open with that? That's what a crazy. Strange thing on your first show.
No, now we're going back and redoing these shows for people that go back and listen.
Do Christopher Plummer them, and
it's like they're so evolved and crisp right out the gate,
out of the box. Sure
for them. No, Jimmy, I think you're fantastic.
Well, I do the best I can. This was very, very fun. It sounds like we're ramping down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's we needed to come to L.A. for you to be on our show. You never come to New York, right?
I don't. We have a live show coming up at the Bell House on sold out already, so I don't know why I'm mentioning it, on June 2nd.
Great space.
But great. I've never been there. I haven't been to New York in – we did the Gramercy many, many years ago.
Do you not like New York?
You know what's weird? I've only that's not true. One time I made a personal trip there, but otherwise I've only been there for television. And I know that's a weird
reverse.
Like I've only ever been there with a camera on me, with the exception of this one trip. I don't know why I don't go there. I really don't. I don't know if I'm intimidated by it. I don't know if I don't know. There's
it doesn't draw you though.
It doesn't. And I know other people can't wait to get back there. They can't wait to move there. They don't ever want to leave there. I don't know.
It's a fucking energy, bro. And when you could do whatever the hell you want to.
Yeah.
It's right there. Name something. Name anything.
I can't believe.
Twice.
Thank you for covering for me. I panicked. I wanted to say get a burrito, but that's not all that interesting.
It's tough because there's so many options.
Oh, you got everything. You can do everything.
I can't even give you a fucking list because I just do it.
Right. Well, you're loose. Good for you.
You know, like I don't want to do this show anymore. Done.